Chapter 5. The World of the Past. Unit 9. In the Name of Liberty, Equality, and Fraternity. The French Revolution was a movement of violent government reform. It ended the rule by French kings and gave power to the middle class. Its history begins in 1789, when King Louis XVI was ruling in France, and ends in 1799. That was the year that French General Napoleon Bonaparte took control of the government. The years just before the French Revolution were times of social unrest and economic crisis. After financing and fighting in the Seven Years' War and the American Revolutionary War, France was deeply in debt. Planning to raise taxes, King Louis called a meeting of the Estates General. The Estates General was a representative body whose members came from all three social classes called estates. The first two estates were made up of the clergy and nobles. Peasants, workers, and the middle class comprised the third estate. This third estate was entirely responsible for providing France's entire tax revenue. Its representatives thus entered the meeting of the Estates General with the idea of making changes. Their proposals for voting reforms and equal representation were refused by the king and the first two estates. This led to the formation of the National Assembly by the representatives of the third estate. The National Assembly said they would continue meeting until they had written a national constitution for France. They based the format of their constitution in part on the ideals of French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Rousseau put forth the idea that the right to govern comes from the people. Meanwhile, the Parisian masses stormed the Bastille prison. Their goal was to capture arms to defend themselves against the king's army. In the countryside, peasants took up arms against the nobility. Many nobles left the country. With the final drafting of a new constitution and the redistribution of government powers in 1791, the National Assembly stepped down. A newly elected legislative assembly assumed control of France to govern together with the king. Louis, however, refused to accept this new branch of government, which was primarily made up of representatives of the middle class. The people of Paris then imprisoned Louis and his family and later had them killed. France was declared a republic. The National Convention headed the nation under the principles of democracy and the slogan Liberty, Equality, Fraternity. Radical leaders, including most notably Maximilien Robespierre, soon rose to positions of power in the convention. They formed a powerful political group called the Jacobin Club. Disagreement between this group and other members of the convention led to a struggle for power. The Jacobins won. The Jacobin government, led by Robespierre, carried out a policy of terror toward anyone who rebelled against or disagreed with its rulers. During this reign of terror, hundreds of thousands of rebels were jailed. The courts handed down over 18,000 death sentences. The Jacobin government did, however, carry out some democratic reforms. Such reforms included the provision of free primary education and the collection of taxes based on income. Robespierre's enemies in the convention captured and killed him in 1794, thus ending the Reign of Terror. Members of the convention set up a new democracy under a 5-man executive directory that ruled along with a 2-house legislature. The new government, called the Directory, adopted a new constitution, making France a republic once again. The supposedly democratic constitution, however, still included certain restrictions on voting rights. The Directory faced the challenges of war, economic instability, and rebellion. In 1799, several political leaders, organized by General Napoleon Bonaparte, took control of the government. After 10 years of conflict, the revolution had come to an end. The French Revolution left the people of France discouraged over the long-lasting political conflict. They had failed to agree on the best method of governing their country. However, the revolution influenced the spread of democratic ideals across much of Western Europe. It also set the foundation for a strongly unified French state, an effective central government, and political freedom for the middle and landowning classes.